First Bank Sports Friday on Swift 98 and the Spur, all part of the SBI Radio Network, and again provided by First Bank, your home for totally free checking. Find them online at gofirstbank.com. Duke and Dal with you again today, and it is championship season, as it were, across fall sports, and cross country is getting right into the mix of it. And Star Valley High School cross country coach Ty Draney is joining us in studio today. And coach, once again, quite the season for your crew heading into regional tournaments this week. But first, let's start with what you've seen so far. I believe you were in Rock Springs last week, and a good outing for your teams there.
Yeah, it was. We had a few weeks off, which is kind of strange for us, just some several different things going on. And so we took two and a half weeks off so they could do the homecoming thing, do those things that kids do. And then we were back to racing in Rock Springs. So we were excited to see that they came back on point, ready to go and fired up and ready for region and then state next week.
One of the things you and I had talked about in regards to the Rock Springs meet, there was a couple of weeks, I hate to say weeks off because you guys really don't take time off, it's just a little bit different, but some of the things you liked was you liked that Rock Springs runs at altitude, and also it was a very similar surface to what the state meet is going to be like in Afton, and so you felt like those were two things that just on their own were worth the trip.
Yeah, for sure. It had been a few years since we've been there. I'm trying to remember when. I think maybe a region meet back in our 4A stint a few years ago. But, yeah, it was a good meet. We got to get a glimpse of some 4A teams. Also, Lander, who we don't get to see that often. And, yeah, we had a few bodies back that had been injured. And so, yeah, it turned out good. Kids ran well, and we're super focused and excited to spend some of that money we'd been saving up for the last few weeks.
Star Valley High School cross country coach Ty Draney with us this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. And Coach Draney, as you head into the region tournament this week, of course, the big goal is and always is state. And so how do you compete well at regionals but keep your legs fresh for next weekend as well?
Well, our athletes have been doing enough work that a big race at region isn't going to put them at much of a deficit at all. You know, that's the trade-off to having 2.5-3 weeks off from racing is, you know, youth is wasted on the young, as I like to say. They're pretty resilient, and what I like about it again is that they're fresh mentally, excited to race, and we use the regional meet to decide who our team is for state. We've looked at a lot of different things over the years, and it can be a little bit of a heartbreaker for some kids, a little bit of high pressure, but we like to run the kids who are running the best at region are likely 7 days later are going to be the ones that are going to run best at state for us. And so we've got 24, 25 girls and 24, 25 boys that are running for seven spots. And so I think that helps bring the intensity and the focus and the desire to do well tomorrow in Lander.
Looking at some of the teams that are primary contenders, obviously, let's just throw it out there, obviously the Braves and Lady Braves are both contenders for the team title again this year. But you had a chance to see the Lander Tigers and Lady Tigers. They were second at that Rock Springs meet, both of them. The girls' side was a tad closer than the boys. They're hosting the 3A West Regional, so obviously they're going to be a factor. You also talked about throwing in Cody in particular, their girls has a strong tradition of distance running.
Yeah, as we've talked before, it's going to be super interesting on the girls' side. You know, someone could win a title just as easily as they could not end up with a trophy. But between the four top teams with Lander and us and Cody and then Buffalo also has a good young team, a bunch of freshmen and sophomore girls, and so. You know, that's, kind of roll our dice and see what we can do the next week. But it'll be nice to kind of have that third team in there. We know that they have the Smith girl and the Safford girl. Cody does, you know, low sticks on their side. And then we'll add Buffalo again to the mix next week and also super fast Sydney Thorvaldsen from Rollins. And suddenly, you know, things can change in a hurry, especially I fully expect that the top four teams will be easily within maybe even 15-20 points of each other. So, yeah, it'll be a matter of who can put it together and run their best on the 26th.
You know, Coach, and of course on the boys' side, you have – one of the fastest in the state with Peter Visser, and one of the fastest in the West, as we've seen in some of these meets that you've gone to. So how do you see things shaking out on the boys' side with Star Valley and some of the top competition there?
Well, our boys, you know, we never look past state. That's always one of the big goals. And we know for sure this year that that Taylor will be joining us to run in the Nike meet. And so we're, you know, focused at, again, spending some of that money on the next couple weekends, but then also diving right, you know, a win, lose, or draw, diving right back into it and trying to prep and see how we can do. I really think we can be a top five team. Maybe even at Nike Regionals, which would be better than we've even done before. And I know Peter has some big aspirations to go as an individual if we can't pull it off as a team. And so these next couple weeks are just kind of dress rehearsals, we like to call them, for the next big thing. And so we try not to get too up or too down or with it, and just take it each week at a time and get after it. And if I'm confident, if we stay healthy, the things will take care of themselves.
Some of the athletes that you've had either move in or getting healthy at the right time on the boys' side, we've talked just a little bit about Connor Etzel Miller. He's a transplant from Natrona County, and he's coming to the boys' side. And then Emily Strasberg missed a good chunk of the season on the girls' side. Those two are back. Eve Mavey, also on the girls' side, running really well. Those types of improvements and people coming in and getting healthy at just the right time, what does that mean for your team at this point?
Well, yeah, we need five, right? I mean, five, that's what we always talk about. We've been given out some performances a week just by who can be the fifth place runner for us on any given weekend. And so we know that's where the clock stops and the points stop. And so the depth is important. And obviously you want to be running and be able to cash in on your fitness and hard work by being healthy at the end of the year.
Coach Ty Draney, Star Valley High School Cross Country, with us on First Bank Sports Friday. Speaking of dress rehearsals, Coach, you hosted your home meet a couple of weeks ago, and now next week state comes to Star Valley. That's going to be a big one in all classifications, of course, and so that's a big weekend for not just your program across country, but the community. And tell us a lot of the behind-the-scenes effort that have gone into this state meet. And to make it something special, something unique. I know it's not just thrown together at the end. This has been in the planning stages for over a year now.
Yeah, we've actually been working. We've known for a couple of years, and we've been meeting and coming together. And, of course, Rob Erickson, our AD, Christy Clark have put in hours and hours of work. We've had a committee. Heather Thompson has been on that committee. We've had great support from a bunch of community members, you know, Bryce Burton out at the golf course, and the bus and transportation people working on figuring out parking. And anyway, we're confident that it'll go off well, and we're also just as confident there'll be some bugs that we have to work out, and hopefully we get a chance to do it another year. I know one of the concerns when they offered the bid was places to stay and places to eat. It's going to be a little crazy with there's going to be a lot of people in town that weekend, so we're confident and we're hopeful that you know, the local restaurants and businesses will embrace that, and there's a lot of money to be had for the community, and we're confident that we have some things in place to make it something extra special, things that they haven't seen. In fact, working with you guys and a few other things to maybe offset some of those things that I don't have a few million dollars to build a new hotel or wait tables that weekend. I'll be busy, but hopefully some of these other things will balance it out. And so far it looks like we got a little dip in the weather. The weather's going to be nice, I think. So it'd be about 50 degrees and sunny, which at the end of October we'll take that. And so, yeah, we're excited and confident that it's going to go well with everybody. I think a lot of concerns were resolved from people around the state when they came even a month ago, right? And we'll have some more things in place to make it even that much more special and better, even better memory for the kids involved.
well, obviously, we don't have a mall, so they're going to have to find, you know, something else to do. Also, Coach, we just want to reiterate to people that are listening, this is not a classification championship. This is the state championship. The 2A, 3A, 4A teams will be here. So how many teams total, plus their coaches, plus their families are coming?
I want to say there's mid-40s. I don't know. I know there are a couple of small schools only had one or two athletes and have opted out, and a few things like that have changed last minute. But, yeah, it's going to be – they'll run boys and girls, 2A, 3A, 4A races. And then, yeah, of course, all the friends and family and all the people that come to watch and support. So, you know, if you have your Airbnb still hasn't sold, you better advertise, get it out there. You might be able to make some cash this weekend. So.
That's right. It's coming up on October 26th. It's Saturday.
Yep.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck to you this weekend, and we'll catch you here at State next weekend.
Awesome. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Coach Ty Draney, Star Valley High School Cross Country this morning on First Bank Sports Friday.